Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears. Cam Kardashian. Paris Hilton. And that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E.
Oh, look at you.
All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Gary Hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation.
Welcome to the show. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. Sorry we got a little late. I got in a little late. Okay, listen, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome to the show. We are global. We have a couple of good topics we're going to talk about. Number one topic I'm going to talk about is the Fox host Tucker Carlson, who's losing his damn mind. Headline, Fox host Tucker Carlson, public enemy number one, war on women. This is what he claims. Men in America, having a father at home is a sign of affluence, but it can also a cause of, having a father at home is a sign of affluence, but it is also a cause of affluence, especially for boys. Boys who grow up with a father at home earn much more as adults. Boys who grow up alone with their mothers tend to earn less. They also have more disciplinary problems. I will get it there. My voice will get back. Disciplinary problems in school. They read less and less well. They're less likely to graduate from high school or go to college. They are more likely to be unemployed and to live in poverty. Fox News star Tucker Carlson was widely mocked for a show on masculinity. And then he's talking about the latest thing about Tucker Carlson, I think it was 2 days ago, he's talking about men need to get better testosterone by putting a laser beam on their genitals. I don't know if he was kidding. But he's not kidding about single mothers, boys being raised by single mothers, or maybe transgender. I'll put that in. But he also claims something is, is happening to men in America. Something very ominous is happening to men in America. We're going to hammer that out. And I'm doing what we used to do long ago, help move people forward. And if you're having a GoFundMe account or a fundraiser for something, GoFundMe account or whatever, I'd like you to call in on Fridays, and maybe we can help you by you coming on a show and promoting it. It's our way of moving people forward and helping people out. And Thursdays, it's Big Business Day. If you are a business owner and you like to give a shout out on the air and hopefully gain new audience, because we are global, you're more than welcome. Big Business Thursday and GoFundMe Friday. That's our way of just giving back, I guess, because you guys have been so nice to us over the years. So again, on Thursday, you know, if you have a business, we'd like you to come in. And the number is 319-527-6099. It's a call-in show. The number is 319-527-6099. It's a call-in show on Thursday, and promote your business and shout your business out. That's what we like to do. Friday, if you have a GoFundMe account because you're raising money, come on in Friday and let everybody know what's going on. So that's Thursday and Friday for the people. Let's get this thing going. Okay, you know, before we go, let me start the show. Our main topic. There is some news going on, and I like to read it, if you guys can indulge me here. I like to read weird stories, but true stories. I do that for my own fun and my own pleasure. But these are true stories. And they're strange stories. If you don't mind me reading that. And here it goes. I was trying to find a music for it, but my other executive producer hid my music, so I can't do that. But here it is. This is a true story. You're not going to believe it, but it's true. I shared it with some of my friends, and they thought it was nuts. But it was in the paper. Here we go. Here's the heading. Four men. This is the heading. Four men gang raped, killed, and ate a protected monitor lizard. That's right. Four men. These are four strange men. They decided to gang rape a lizard. Not only did they gang rape their lizard, they decided to eat the lizard. And it was the only lizard. It was a protected monitor lizard story. Forest officials in India are investigating four men who gang raped, killed, cooked, and ate a monitor lizard in one of India's most protected forest reserves. It was the only monitor lizard in the park. The incident took place on March 29th. It was in a western Indian state of Maharashtra. The forest cameras, traps meant for tracking tigers, caught the accused men trespassing at the reserve, Chandoli National Park. Forest officials arrested the men between April 1st and 5th and found photos and videos on their phone of them gang raping a lizard, then killing it and eating it. One official says, "I have never seen a crime like this before." It was from a forest officer. The men are in their 20s and 30s, and they appear to have done it for fun. There was no religious or black magic agenda. They identified the men, but it doesn't matter if I read their names because they're Indian, and you wouldn't know them anyway. They are charged under Indian Wildlife Protection Act 1972. A local court granted them bail last week. They're such shameful people. The India's monitor lizards are endangered, and they are protected species by law. Violators may be punished with a 7-year jail term. A report by wildlife advocacy groups recorded 82 cases of sexual abuse against animals in India between 2010 and 2020. This was out of a total of 500,000 cases of animal-related crimes that included torture and killing animals. The most recent cases of sexual abuse against animals include a man raping and killing a pregnant goat. Oh, man, I just had a vision of seeing that goat and seeing the baby with a human head. I'll read it. The most recent cases of sexual abuse against an animal include a man raping and killing a pregnant goat in southern India, and a 60-year-old man raping a female stray dog last year. While the suspects are out on bail, Molly said the photos and videos of the incident have been sent to a forensic lab to build evidence for the case. Well, of course, I would think that the animals don't want to testify because they don't want to be victims again. Very shameful. And I don't know if the animals can identify the rapist. Or maybe could. Forest officials are also seeking legal advice on charging the accused under the law that criminals unnatural sex between humans and animals. Not only is this cruel, but there is a risk of zoonotic diseases from this kind of case. There are concerns of men carrying the STDs and other infections from their acts. That's what they said. So at the reserve, which is spread across over 1,166 square feet or kilometers, is governed by the Indian government and encompasses the national parks. The Chandoli National Park is spread across over 300 square kilometers, and has wildlife ranging from tigers and panthers to reptiles such as a monitor lizard and geckos. There you go. So there are men, so hide your kids, hide your parents, hide your grandchildren, and hide your animals because they're raping everybody up in here. There is no official census of animals in the park, but Molly said it has 30 animals per square feet. India's monitor lizard population is steadily declining because of poaching. Eating monitor lizard meat is common across South Asia, Southeast Asia, Australia, and Africa. Reports of the reptiles being hunted for their meat are common in India, even though it's illegal. In 2016, an Indian forest official was arrested after serving monitor lizard meat at a party. Monitor lizards are also hunted to make traditional medicine. Molly said the manually surveilling over 1,000 square kilometers of reserve area is challenging for forest guards, but there are plans of deploying a new special protection force. We will get a team of 100 people who will guard these premises more effectively, he said. There you go. So four men gang raped a lizard, and they ate the evidence. You hear it here on Brian Hammer Jackson. And there's also crazy stuff going on with the GOP. And we'll get to our main story. How do you feel about somebody using words like pedophile or accusing somebody of being a pedophile, whatever, to raise money? You're not going to believe what happened here. I know it's the most disgusting thing in the world, but when you accuse somebody of it, and you got a lot of Christians are saying, oh, my God, let's put these pedophiles away. But you're just throwing it away. You're just throwing it out there so you can raise money. We'll have that story when we come back. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson and our main story, Tucker Carlson, public enemy number one, war on women. You're not going to believe what he has to say. Not at all. And we'll be right back. If you'd like to call in the show, The number is 319-527-6099. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and we'll be right back after this.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. Ironic, cause I think I'm getting so huge I need a shrink. I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? There's no wonder you're losing your mind, or really wonder.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Bondrin, cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict, cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD's talking me in the head, keep knocking, nobody's home, I'm sleep talking, I'm just relaying what the voice of my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends
with
the
call me crazy, but I had this vision. One day that I walk amongst you, a regular civilian. But until then, chumps get killed, and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled, and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the draft, turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold, jump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
Well, that's not fair.
the show. And Bill O'Reilly, while we're on Fox News, apparently was caught yesterday arguing with someone. He had a meltdown again. Apparently he was at an airport. He didn't get what he wanted to do. And he called the attendant a fucking scumbag. I have all my stuff here, but it doesn't seem to be coming up. But I will get that for you, too. Let me see if I have it here. I think this is it right here. Well, anyway, that's what happened. Just no big deal. He was flying. He was going to Florida, and I would find out. It was really short. It's just that he had a freaking meltdown and said, "Do you know who I am? And I'm Bill O'Reilly, and you're a scumbag. You don't talk to me. You don't fucking talk to me like that. I'll try to get that for you." But that reminds me of my favorite Bill O'Reilly meltdown. It's always funny to hear Bill O'Reilly get meltdown.
Let's do it live. Well,
here it is right here.
We've all seen Bill O'Reilly's meltdown. Do it live! But have you ever wondered what it was actually like behind the scenes, that environment that led him to let's do it live? Well, luckily it's me, your friendly neighborhood journalist, to contextualize what you're watching, like Louis XIV, Les Trois, c'est moi. Let's break down this famous or infamous Bill O'Reilly clip and contextualize what a studio's like, what a control room's like, what's happening, who is the voice you're hearing, why is Bill O'Reilly freaking out? Let's break it down. Let's actually understand this clip.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know what...
Immediately, what we're shown here is what's called the closing segment of a show. They're now recording usually a quickly pre-taped ending, which usually involves a video clip. Oh, we have this, look at these young puppies. And leave the viewer with something positive. It's a pretty standard technique in broadcast journalism. And Bill O'Reilly cannot read what's on the teleprompter, or he can't understand it, which is why you see him start to get frustrated.
Okay, I don't know why. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but...
Okay.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
And if you're wondering, what is it really like in that studio? So, if I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I'm looking deadhead towards the camera, and the camera's going to have a teleprompter on it, and that teleprompter speed is going to be controlled by a person sitting in some dark room called the control room. I'm sure you've heard the phrase. And that one person works in the control room along with the executive producer and often a few associate producers who will be sometimes responsible for cutting the camera A, cutting the camera B when Bill O'Reilly was doing an interview during the show. So in the control room, there's probably about four people. And then in the studio with Bill O'Reilly, you have the person maneuvering the camera, which the teleprompter is attached to, but they don't really have anything to do with it. They're just kind of making sure they're focused on Bill O'Reilly.
Right? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
What is,
for credit.
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
And Bill O'Reilly is trying to communicate to his producers, saying, listen, the teleprompter, either the person that wrote in the script for the teleprompter, which was the line producer, sometimes they're in the control room, sometimes they're not, sometimes they just put it into the software, and they're off doing something else. And it can be sometimes difficult to change the teleprompter on the fly. And then you hear the executive producer, that's the voice from God, go, he's double-checking the teleprompter. There's Sting to play us off. No, okay, that's right. He's checking that his associate producer didn't write something wrong. He's communicating back to Bill O'Reilly. No, there it is. It's Sting, the singer from the Police.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but...
Okay.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay.
You can just hear his executive producer go, okay, well, just read the thing, Bill.
Right? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do, it's a video, Sting video.
To play the song, Bill Sting, the artist.
You don't have to put on red lights.
don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
And now that Bill O'Reilly's finally figured out with his executive producer what the words on the teleprompter means, you can see he looks at his watch because he realizes that they're going to be back from commercial and they haven't pre-recorded the ending segment yet. They haven't pre-recorded the closing segment, but he's still got to record it. So they're going to come back from commercial break, and since they don't have the pre-recorded segment to just run, he's got to now wing it, which you see him just kind of do. He says a couple words, let's watch. That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay, in 5, 4, 3.
If you're wondering about the break where Bill O'Reilly says a couple words, and that's tomorrow, and then you can hear the executive producer go, okay, that's right, we're going to count you down again before we hit record, which is going to be the proper recording that we're going to run as soon as we're back from commercials. So it might not be slightly live, but we're not going to be fully recorded either. So we're going to come back from commercial break, and it's going to be kind of a 9-minute lag. That's okay. We're just going to run it again. That's what's happening in real life, in between the control room and the studio. Let's keep watching. That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a I can't do it. So you can see he's still struggling with it. He hasn't quite come up, you know, how to ad-lib what he wants to say for the closing segment. At this point, they got probably 10 seconds left on the clock before they cut back to him. Commercial's over. He's like, all right, I'm gonna wing it. Bill O'Reilly style. Working man, even though I went to Harvard.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
Right.
Fucking thing sucks.
5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away. You can see him just melt down here at the end after they've cut his mic. I don't know. Perhaps the interview he had on the show prior was very contentious. Perhaps he was getting a divorce. Perhaps he was settling one of those lawsuits he was having to deal with. Who knows? But whatever it was a bad day for Bill O'Reilly, caught on camera, and some producer or some editor who had access to the old Insider Edition tapes released it for our enjoyment. Curiously, just a side note, a little journalist side note, I find it interesting that the quote-unquote producer that leaked the tape of, oh my gosh, I've forgotten her name now, where she talks about Jeffrey Epstein and how they're going to run the story. ABC News calls up CBS and says, listen, this lady leaked the video. You should fire her. And they fire this poor young girl. But the people that leaked the Bill O'Reilly segment, never heard about them again. They didn't get an interview with Megyn Kelly. Make of that what you will.
And there you go. That's behind the scenes, but here is how it really played out. And then we'll go to Bill O'Reilly, what happened yesterday. But here's the original. Here's how it played out on TV.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting, yeah.
Okay, but...
Okay.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there. To play us out. What does that mean? To play us out.
It's Sting is going to do. It's a video. Sting video.
What is
for credit?
I don't know what that means. To play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Go. Go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today, and we will leave you with a I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Right.
Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
And that's Bill O'Reilly having a freak out. That was way back, damn, maybe 5 years ago. Well, Bill O'Reilly yesterday. The audio is not clear because I was listening to it. But here's a report.
All right, Stuart, I'm shocked.
Bill O'Reilly threatens airline employee with violence. Now, Bill O'Reilly looks like he's 100. Oh, you know how old he is, but he looked really old. He looked really frail. Disgraced former Fox News host Bill O'Reilly. He lost his temper, and he publicly berated a JetBlue. What's Bill O'Reilly doing in a JetBlue? Isn't JetBlue a... Well, okay. Berated a JetBlue airline employee on Sunday before a trip to the Caribbean islands. According to video footage, and again, the video is hardly clear, by Daily Mail on Tuesday, what you're going to do, it's 3 hours late. O'Reilly could be heard scolding an airline employee on video. No, no, no. You're going to find out, he continued while becoming increasingly angry. O'Reilly's tantrum continued to escalate from there, with some parts of the video being inaudible. You fucking scumbag. Don't talk to me like that. The conservative host said before the JetBlue employee responded, you're threatening me with violence, man. Neither JetBlue nor O'Reilly, who now hosts a podcast, returned to the Daily Beast for comment. There you go. I wish I would have heard that on tape. That's what happened with Bill O'Reilly. I love that. I can't find, I'm going to find you the story. I'm going to find you the story. It's really important. That apparently these GOP people, Margie, let me give you a hint. DeSantos from Florida. He goes off with this, I think of the CRT. He knows it's going to piss you off and everything. People are going to give money. He raised over $100 million for his campaign. $100 million. Trump started this bullshit, and people are doing it. Marjorie Greene starts doing this with the QAnon people. QAnon. And she has raised millions. Because she is telling the people, my God, the pedophiles are running this country. Help me fight them, blah, blah, blah. You get it. So the latest congressman, I don't have her up. I will get her by the end of the show. She decided to fight back. Because it was another Congress lady in the GOP. And again, I'll get the story. Accused this Democrat congresswoman who's running in the second term of being a pedophile. So she could raise money. This is the new thing with the GOP, what they do now. They claim that the Democrats are, you know, pedophiles, and this, and that gets the Christian community up. And they say, no, no, we cannot possibly have this person run. I mean, she's a pedophile. We got to pour more money into a campaign so we can fight this pill. And it's not even true. I'll get that story. But this is the latest thing, what's going on with the GOP. And it's sickening. All right, I am your host, Brian Hammer Jackson. Our main story, Fox host Tucker Carlson, public enemy number one, on women. Apparently, women cannot raise boys. And when we come back, we'll read the story. And if you'd like to call in the show, because I know I came in late, I saw a couple of people come in, the number is 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. We'll be back with that story. I promise you. I promise you. You can call in now. We'll be right back with Fox host Tucker Carlson, public enemy number one on women.
the cold. I had a story that had to be told. Been through hardships, I've lived and I've grown. And those lessons are more than silver and gold. I'm letting it go, I'm living my life. I see it now, my name and life. I'm on my grind and it's not a game. I'ma make sure you remember my name.
And here we go. Tucker Carlson, Fox News host, here he is on women, or the decline of men, and the disappearance of fathers. Here we go. And
men are falling behind in this country, but a look at the numbers reveals one statistic that tracks the decline of American men almost precisely over time, the disappearance of fathers from the home. Between 1960 and 2016, the proportion of kids living with both parents decreased by almost 20%. The percentage of children living with only their mothers nearly tripled. In demographic terms, this is stunning. Changes to family structure this abrupt and profound typically are only seen in wartime. And yet, if anything, those numbers understate the reality of fatherlessness in America. In the high-income neighborhoods where journalists and policymakers tend to live, not a lot has changed. Most kids there still grow up with their fathers and mothers. But in the rest of the country, intact families are disappearing. According to a 2014 study by researchers at Johns Hopkins University, among younger parents without college degrees, 74% of mothers had at least one child outside of marriage. Out-of-wedlock births are now the rule across the country, not the exception. Increasingly, having a father at home is a sign of affluence, but is also a cause of affluence, especially for boys. Boys who grow up with a father at home earn much more as adults. Boys who grow up alone with their mothers tend to earn less. They also have more disciplinary problems in school. They read less and less well. They're less likely to graduate from high school or go to college. They're more likely to be unemployed and to live in poverty. They get married less often, and when they do, they divorce more. They're more likely to be obese and have asthma. They are far more likely to abuse alcohol and drugs, exhibit antisocial behavior, and commit acts of violence. As adults, they're twice as likely to go to prison. Now, these numbers aren't the result of one study, but of numerous large studies done over generations. The results hold true across geography and ethnic groups, white and black, urban and rural. They're always true. Boys raised without their fathers are at terrible risk. There's not much serious academic debate about that, if any. The nationwide breakup of families is a disaster, and not just a moral disaster, but a practical one. It may be the largest public health crisis that we face. So what's driving it? Well, there are many factors. Falling male wages certainly play a role. Studies show that when men make less than women in their potential dating pool, women tend to consider them less attractive marriage partners. Fewer men marry, more children are born out of wedlock. Some government policies also discourage marriage, particularly among the poor. Women on welfare who marry often see their food and housing subsidies cut dramatically. One recent report found that almost one-third of Americans know someone who hasn't married for fear of losing benefits. Broader changes in American culture have also had an effect on marriage and family formation. The dramatic decline in church attendance and religious observance is one of these. There are probably other reasons, too. Fatherlessness is a hugely complex problem. But the point is, it is a problem, a massive one. And what is remarkable is how rarely that is acknowledged in public. When was the last time you heard a Democratic office holder decry the out-of-wedlock birth rate? If you cared about reducing poverty, you would talk about it a lot, but they don't. Why is that? Well, exit polling answers that question. Unmarried mothers are a critical part of the Democratic coalition. In 2008, Barack Obama won 74% of single mothers who voted. In 2012, he won 75%. Alienating these voters in any way is politically risky for Democrats, and so they ignore the problem entirely. Over time, the progressive left has become openly hostile to the institution of marriage. Once again, voting patterns explain why. It's been more than 20 years since a Democrat running for president won the majority of married women in America. Unmarried women, by contrast, vote overwhelmingly for Democrats. In 2012 and 2016, the Democratic Party platform never mentioned the importance of marriage except when advocating for gay marriage. In 2013, as she was preparing to run for president, Hillary Clinton shot a video tribute to single mothers. Quote, "Single moms are the real heroines," she said. "They need even more of the help that grandparents, aunts and uncles, and good friends can provide." The one group that Hillary didn't mention? Biological fathers. Democrats who stray from this script tend to get attacked. Barack Obama spoke regularly and often eloquently about the importance of fatherhood, and yet, consistent with his party's orthodoxy, he said almost nothing about men marrying the mothers of their children. And that distinction is critical. Studies show that married fathers are by far most involved in their children's lives. You often hear our leaders refer to caring parents or grandparents or caregivers or some similar combination, as if the presence of any involved adult is enough for kids. But that's not true. At least for boys, the presence of a biological father in the house makes all the difference. On at least one occasion, Obama suggested that he understood this. In a 2003 speech about gun violence he gave in Chicago, Obama noted that, quote, "we should do more to promote marriage." Almost immediately, he was attacked from the left. An article in Ebony magazine suggested that Obama's remarks were racist. MSNBC ran an op-ed attacking him, and so on. He went back to platitudes. Hillary Clinton was right about one thing. Being a single mother is difficult. A lot of single mothers work incredibly hard, and they ought to be admired for that. But that doesn't mean that single motherhood is a good idea for society. It's not. It's a tragedy, especially for boys. And the rest of us ought to stop lying about that.
Hi, I'm Governor Ron DeSantis, and I need
now, there you go. Now, here's DeSantis. This is his ad. Listen to his ad.
We know the media lies. We know the media pursues their own partisan agenda at the expense of the truth, and it's up for patriots like us to fight back. Join our efforts. We have to beat the media and keep Florida free.
$100 million he raised by that crap. And do you believe Tucker Carlson? Is it true that decline of men and the disappearance of fathers and just what's wrong with America? I just don't know what's going on with him. Okay, there's Newsmax. Nobody listens to Newsmax or reads Newsmax, but this is very interesting. So now the GOP is getting pissed off at Tucker Carlson. You know, sometimes when you think you get too big and Trump has this thing, well, I guess you can, because Trump starts to rely on Tucker Carlson. It was almost like he was part of the staff in the White House, and his head, he got a little bit too big. Well, here he is again. On again, on men. Now he's going after men. All right, I'm sorry, he's going after women. And then we're going to go with Newsmax. I just don't know what's going on with Tucker Carlson these days. Listen to this.
Now to the first part of a series you'll see here every Wednesday in the month of March, focusing on men in America. The signs are everywhere. If you're a middle-aged man, you probably know a peer who has killed himself in recent years, at least one. If you're a parent, you may have noticed that your daughter's friends seem a little more on the ball than your son's. They get better grades, they smoke much less marijuana, they spend less time playing video games, they go to more prestigious colleges. If you're an employer, you may have noticed that your female employees show up on time. The young men often don't. And of course, if you live in this country, you've just seen a horrifying series of mass shootings, far more than we've ever had. Women didn't do that. In every case, the shooter was a man. Something ominous is happening to men in America. Everyone who pays attention knows that. What's odd is how rarely you hear it publicly acknowledged. Our leaders pledge to create more opportunities for women and girls, whom they imply are failing. Men don't need help. They're the patriarchy. They're fine, more than fine. But are they fine? Here are the numbers. Start with the most basic, life and death. The average American man will die 5 years before the average American woman. One of the reasons for this is addiction. Men are more than twice as likely as women to become alcoholics. They're also twice as likely to die of a drug OD. In New Hampshire, one of the states hardest hit by the opioid crisis, 73% of overdose deaths were men. But the saddest reason for shortened lifespans is suicide. 77% of all suicides in America are committed by men. The overall rate is increasing at a dramatic pace. Between 1997 and 2014, there was a 43% rise in suicide deaths among middle-aged American men. The rates are highest among American Indian and white men who kill themselves at about 10 times the rate of Hispanic and black women. You often hear America's incarceration crisis. Well, that's almost exclusively a male problem, too. Over 90% of inmates are men. Now, these problems are complex, but we know that they start young. And relative to girls, boys are failing in school. More girls than boys graduate high school, considerably more go to and graduate from college. In schools at every level, boys account for the overwhelming majority of discipline cases. One study found that fully 1 in 5 high school boys had been diagnosed with some form of hyperactivity disorder. That's compared with just 1 in 11 girls. Many of them were medicated for it. The long-term health effects of those medications, not fully understood, but they do appear to include depression in later life. Women now decisively outnumber men in graduate school. They earn the majority of doctoral degrees. They're now the majority of new enrollees in both law and medical schools. For men, the consequences of failing in school are long-term and profound. Between 1979 and 2010, working-age men with only high school degrees saw their real hourly wages drop about 20%. Over the same period, high school-educated women saw their wages rise. The decline of the industrial economy disproportionately hurt men. There are now 7 million working-age men in America who don't work. They've dropped out of the labor force. Nearly half of them take pain medication on any given day. That is the highest rate in the world by far. Far fewer young men get married than did just a few decades ago, and fewer stay married. About 1 in 5 American children live now only with their mothers. That's double the rate of 1970. Millions more boys growing up without fathers. Young adult men are now more likely to live with a parent than they are to live with a spouse or a partner. That is not the case for young women. Single women buy their own homes at more than twice the rate of single men. More women than men now have driver's licenses. Whenever gender differences come up in public debate, the so-called wage gap seems to dominate the conversation. You've heard it. A woman makes 77 cents for every dollar a man earns. That's a statistic that you'll hear a lot. Presidents have repeated it, many candidates. It's everywhere. And yet that number compares all American men to all American women across all professions. No legitimate social scientist would consider that a valid or meaningful measure. The number...
So the stats that he's saying are true, but they're kind of outdated. Do you agree with Tucker Carlson? I mean, like you said, men in America, it's oddly how rarely you hear the problems with American men publicly acknowledged. All right, men are being accused more. Men are making more money. But he's saying that, well, the divorce now is 50-50, if not higher. Almost like 60% of people getting divorced. So you're going to have more single parents and younger single parents. So by the time the kid maybe age 16, maybe your mother's early 40s or late 30s. And maybe she quit her job, so he may have some truth there. And had to raise a kid, or maybe she's living on child support. But there might be truth there. But I don't know where he's heading. I mean, he's going against mothers here, and then pretty soon he's going to go against the USA. I don't know what's happening with Tucker Carlson. I don't know what's happening by him saying he put a laser beam on a man's testicles to get him more... you got to hear the story. But... I'm going to continue listening to Tucker Carlson because I missed that. Somebody suggested I should hear this, so we're hearing it together. And we'll continue talking right after Tucker Carlson.
It doesn't mean anything. It's intentionally misleading. It's a talking point. Once you compare men and women with similar experience, working the same hours and similar jobs for the same period of time, that's the only way you can measure it, the gap all but disappears. In fact, it may invert. One study using census data found that single women in their 20s living in metropolitan areas now earn 8% more on average than their male counterparts. By the way, the majority of managers in the workplace are now women. Women on average are scoring higher on IQ tests than men are. Even physically, men are falling behind. A recent study found that almost half of young men failed the Army's entry-level physical fitness exam during basic training. Fully 70% of American men are now overweight or obese, as compared to 59% of American women. Perhaps most bafflingly and terrifyingly, men seem to be becoming less male fundamentally, measurably. Sperm counts, for example, across the West have plummeted. They're down almost 60% since the early 1970s. Scientists don't know why this is. Testosterone levels in men have...
Men are becoming less male. His study shows sperm count down 60% since the 1970s. Huge testosterone declines, 30% decline in 40-year-old men. I don't know where he's getting this study, but we'll go on.
Also fallen precipitously. One study found that average levels of male testosterone dropped by 1% every year after 1987, and it's not related to age. In other words, the average 40-year-old man in 2017 would have testosterone levels 30% lower than the average 40-year-old man in 1987. There is no upside to this trend. Lower testosterone levels in men are associated with depression, lethargy, weight gain, decreased cognitive ability. Nothing like this has ever happened to a population this big. So you'd think we'd want to know exactly why. What's going on? How do we fix it? And yet the media ignore that story. It's considered a fringe topic somehow. Nor is it, believe it or not, a priority in the scientific research establishment. We checked, and we couldn't find a single NIH-funded study on why testosterone levels are falling. We did find a study on, quote, pubic hair grooming prevalence and motivation among women in the U.S. So those are the numbers, and they paint a very clear picture. American men are failing in body, in mind, and in spirit. This is a crisis. Yet our leaders pretend it's not happening, and in fact, they tell us the opposite is true. Women are victims. Men are oppressors. To question that assumption is to risk punishment. Even as women far outpace men in higher education, for example, virtually every college campus supports a women's studies department whose core goal is to attack male power. Our politicians and business leaders internalize and amplify that message. Men are privileged, women are oppressed. Hire and promote and reward accordingly. Now, that would be fine if it were true, but it's not true. At best, it's an outdated view of an America that no longer exists. At worst, it's a pernicious lie. Either way, ignoring the decline of men does not help anyone. Men and women need each other. One cannot exist without the other. That is elemental biology. It's also the reality that each one of us has lived with our parents and siblings and friends. When men fail, all of us suffer. How did this happen? How can we fix it? We hope that this series, each Wednesday this month, answers those questions.
Hello, Discover Card here to explain our
cashback. And that's a commercial. And we're not going to hear the commercial. Again, I don't know who Tucker is talking to. I don't know what he wants because he's been off the charts. He's been nuts. Here's a really this goes back to what I'm going to play with Tucker Carlson. He doesn't seem to understand because he defended a rapist. Do you guys remember Warren Jeffs? Well, Warren Jeffs, he was the president and fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ. He was convicted of two felony counts of child sexual assault, for which he is currently serving a life sentence. That guy. He's serving 20 years for that. He was also placed on the FBI's 10 most wanted list for his flight from the charges that he had arranged illegal marriages between his adult male followers and underage girls. Hang with me. I'm bringing you to Tucker Carlson. So Jeff was extradited to Texas, where he was found guilty of sexual assault of a child for sex with a 15-year-old he had married. He married her. And then he married a girl who was 12 years old, for which he was sentenced to life in prison for 20 years. That was Warren Jeffs.
And you're thinking, nobody in this world could defend this guy. Not so fast. Here's Tucker Carlson on Warren Jeffs. And I think I have the right audio because you don't want me to read this. I don't even want to read this. So I'm thinking I have the audio. Okay, here it is. So he calls a conservative host. This host was talking about Warren Jeffs, a monster. How vile this person is. Well, now he's talking to Tucker Carlson regarding this person. And this is how it went.
Warren Jeffs didn't marry underage girls.
He's in prison for facilitation of child rape.
Whatever the hell that means.
That means
he's in prison. He's in prison because he's weird and unpopular, and he has a different lifestyle that other people find creepy.
No, he's an accessory to the rape of children. That is a felony, and a serious one at that.
What do you mean an accessory? He's like got some weird religious cult where he thinks it's okay to, you know, marry underage girls. But he didn't do it. Why wouldn't the guy who actually did it, who had sex with an underage girl, he...
See, here's where he gets cuckoo. Tucker was okay that he married underage girls, but he claims the guy is innocent of rape. It gets a little confusing right there. So he's okay with that. But he's trying to explain the guy. Now, remember, this guy is the most contemptible person on the planet, and Tucker Carlson is defending him. Here we go.
Came to, you know, marry underage girls, but he didn't do it. Why wouldn't the guy who actually did it, who had sex with an underage girl, he should be the one who's doing life? The rapist in this case has made a lifelong commitment to live and take care of the person, so it is a little different. I mean, let's just be honest about it. He's not accused of touching anybody. He is accused of facilitating a marriage between a 16-year-old girl and a 27-year-old man.
But
that's the accusation. That's what they're calling felony rape.
But that's bullshit.
I'm sorry. Now, this guy may be a total creep, maybe a child rapist. I'm just telling you that arranging a marriage between a 16-year-old and a 27-year-old is not the same as pulling a stranger off the street and raping her. That's bullshit.
But
you know what, in my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them.
Really?
Yeah.
I never use them.
It's true. You debate politics with a woman and just go, you know, just full-blown out there, especially feminism. If you're talking to a feminist and she's giving you, men really need to be more sensitive and this. No, actually, men don't need to be more sensitive. You just need to be quiet and kind of do what you're told.
And lighten up a little bit, bitch.
They love it.
Alexis Stewart, we run into her all the time.
she seems awful.
Yeah,
she is
awful. They're very cunty.
She seems extremely
cunty. I like to hear that word. I stepped over him. She seems, well, now go ahead.
She just does seem a little cunty. Yeah. I mean, you said it. I'm just agreeing with you. I don't use that word. Because
Right. I'd love for Tucker Carlson. Tonight on MSNBC, a girl that comes across kind of cunty.
Well,
she does.
I mean, I heard her. Now, I'm a Brent fan, so, okay, I'm just stating my bias right out front here. But I heard her on with him, and I just wanted to give her the spanking she suggested.
When she's laying her head in your bed at night, you know who the hell's in her bedroom and what they're doing. Nobody. Just her. Well, when she's in a dormitory-type setting and these little girls start experimenting around, next thing you know, you got a lesbian on your hands.
I don't think that's likely.
Next thing you know, Brad, what's going on in the Combe dormitory? Nothing. I don't got a PSP to play. I ain't got nothing going on. I ain't got my mom and dad here to tell me that they love me and they check me and tuck me in bed. So here's Trixie. She wants to explore my body a little bit. So, hey, let's go crazy.
Wow.
I just think that's pretty unlikely.
Can you tell them as outlandish as that is, how old is your daughter?
14.
Well, I love women, but they're extremely primitive. They're basic. They're not that hard to understand.
Putting Paris and Brittany in a commercial with Obama is classic old school miscegenation, old South.
Uncle Tom.
Old South.
These two
young white girls are going to be dating
a black
man.
So they're trying to say that he's coming for your pristine white daughters by putting two of the biggest white whores in America?
You want to fuck Sarah Palin.
There is that. I'll agree with that.
I feel sorry for unattractive women. I mean, there's nothing they did, you know?
What's better than hockey, weed, and whores? I mean...
But, you know, first of all, there's no Canadian woman that you'd want to pay to sleep with. Anybody who answers my trophy wife is my favorite possession is my hero. I don't give a shit. I'm voting for the guy.
There you go. There's two guys having a conversation. One is Tucker Carlson. The other one's a conservative person. And I dig it. I'm beginning to like him because he's loose and he's not so uptight. But we're going to go back to who, with this polygamous cult leader. Or polyamorous cult leader. Jeffs. Tucker Carlson actually believes that underage girls being forced to marry much older men, is it the same thing as rape? Because the rapist is vowing to take care of her. Because the rapist is vowing to take care of her. That's what he believes. Is that during the conversation, Carlson dismissed the actions of Warren Jeffs on the FBI list of Tim Moore's wanted fugitives. His involvement in arranging illegal marriages between adults and underage girls, talked about sex and young girls, and defended statutory rape. Oh, it's Bubba, the low sponge. Oh, Bubba, Bubba's an idiot. That's who it was. So he was on that show. And here's how it goes. A co-host, in the eyes of the law, people that are under 16 cannot consent to sex for any reason. Bubba the Love Sponge said, yeah, Tucker. The co-host says, God. Carlson said, I don't, in a state of, it varies by state, I mean, I know that. And then the co-host says, I think he's in federal prison, though, talking about Jeffs. We're talking about the Love Sponge. Jesus. He says, you know, all too often, Manson thinks that you're a god, but he's disgusted by you today. He really is, Carlson. Okay. It's basically it's bullshit. It's radio. They're trying to get Tucker Carlson to say stupid shit. And they're good. Because he said stupid shit. And Tucker came out on Twitter. And this is what he said right after the show. Media Matters caught me saying something naughty on a radio show. Say something naughty. You're using the word cunt and fuck and all, but you're going to use the word naughty. Okay. That's Tucker. Media Matters caught me saying something naughty on a radio show more than a decade ago. Rather than express the usual ritual tradition, how about this? I'm on television every weeknight, live for an hour. If you want to know what I think, you can watch. Anyone who disagrees with my views is welcome to come on and explain why. See, this is what I like about Republicans, and I hate about Democrats, and I'm a Democrat. Republicans can do shit, vile shit, and they turn it into something good, or they collect money, or they raise, you know, a lot of donations don't to them. Democrats have this fake hypocrisy going on, like they're moral and all this bullshit, and that's why they're weak. But this is why I love the GOP. You do vile shit, you turn it into something positive. Tucker said it. If you want to know what I think, you can watch. Anyone who disagrees with my views is welcome to come and explain why. And he probably raised a lot of viewers on that. Here's a person on Twitter, because that's what Tucker released on Twitter. He says, the reason we release this is precisely because the things you say on your Fox News show echo the misogyny displayed in those clips. We were actually helping people better understand just how vile your current Fox News show is by showing what a worldwide view really looks like. There you go. Well, there you go. You gotta be... I'm not going to go in. Oh, here it is. Here it is, right. Oh, this is the clip I've been waiting for. Damn, I couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. Thank you, Tucker Carlson. You did something good. You got to remember these guys are human. You got to remember fake TV that we're going to come wearing a suit and everything. We do say fuck. We do say cunt. We do say slut. We do say whore. We are normal human beings. I can understand what Tucker was saying. And because there are... Let's just be fair. And I'm a Democrat and I hate Tucker. When Bob the Love Sponge, or whoever the fuck he was trying to get him to say some shit stuff, and he fell for it after a while. When you're on the radio, you forget you're on the radio and you're talking to some dudes. There are some places where you can marry underage girls. I forgot what states, and there are states, with the consent of the parents. And he was trying to say that just because you can marry underage girls, you're not raping them. Raping them is a criminal. Marrying them is a consensual thing between parents and daughters or whatever. I understand what he was trying to say, but it makes great radio. And that's it with Tucker. But Tucker got in a little bit of trouble, too. If you watched his show about a month ago, he actually says, I'm on Russia's side. I love Russia. Now, Newsmax, I hate it. If you like Donald Trump, you probably love it. But this is more conservative than Donald Trump. Really GOP, really right-wing wackos. But they even have a problem with Tucker. Here's a headline. Newsmax, Eric Bolling, he implores Tucker Carlson to stop siding with Russia. He said, please don't. Eric Bolling from Newsmax, he has urged Fox News, Tucker Carlson, to stop creating fodder for Russia's propaganda, telling his former colleague, you've gone too far. Bolling, who is now with Newsmax, called out Tucker. He called him out this month and again criticized a right-wing personality on Tuesday for supporting Russia President Vladimir Putin and his disinformation campaign to justify the invasion of Ukraine. My comrade continued to push falsehoods that Putin and his propagandists are exploiting to show that, yes, some Americans do indeed side with Russia in the war. He said that was in a clip. Is that the side of history you want to be on? He was addressing Carlson. There are far too many wars right now in our own country. Bolling, who is the host, again, for Newsmax, said he agreed with Carlson that most Americans don't want to get further involved in Ukraine, but isn't it possible to make that point without seeming to be on Putin's side, he asked. Carlson has repeatedly promoted pro-Russia and anti-Ukraine rhetoric as Putin wages a brutal war on the neighboring nation, and not to mention rape, incest, all that kind of thing, destroying the country, shooting the animals. But Tucker's on Putin's side. Again, leaving thousands of civilians dead in what President Joe Biden has called genocide. So even Newsmax is telling Tucker, shut the fuck up. What is going on with Tucker? So now Russia, with their propaganda machine, they're promoting Mother Jones magazine reported a leaked meme on which the Kremlin directed state media to use Carlson's segment as much as possible due to the criticism of the U.S. and NATO. So they're using Tucker. They're using Tucker. And so even the conservative people are getting mad at Tucker. What the fuck is going on with Tucker? Well, we're not done with him yet. Because he went a little bit too far. How far? Check this out. Check what he has to say about men and testosterone. Here we go. Here we go. Oh. I hated one of this music. Well, basically, I'll have to read it. Okay, so let me turn down the music and let me read it. Basically, what he says, Tucker, he has a testicle tanning kit. He has taken a break from far-right talking points on Fox News. He's taking his break. He's shining a light on a novel treatment for declining testosterone levels in men. He's exposing testicles to red light. This is what he's doing now. This is his new thing. If you want to optimize and take it to another level, expose yourself to red light therapy, which is testicle training. It's testicle tanning and training. So this is what Tucker Carlson is doing. He's going to save men. Yeah, that's what he's doing. You got to expose yourself to the red light therapy, which is testicle tanning. Testicle tanning, but it's also full body red light therapy. Now, I don't know if they're talking yet or is it just music? Oh, well, you know, they're talking. Okay. Here you go.
So now he's going to help men with their testicles.
If you want to optimize and take it to another level, expose yourself to red light therapy. Not
which
a bad.
It's testicle tanning.
It's testicle tanning, but it's also full body red light therapy, which has massive amount of benefits. And there's so much data out there that isn't being picked up on or covered.
So obviously half the viewers right now are like, what? That's testicle tanning? That's crazy. But my view is, okay, testosterone levels like crash and nobody says anything about it. That's crazy. So why is it crazy to seek solution?
There you go. Put your testicles under some red light. And, I can't even read this. This is what he's doing now. Testicle tanning. And I guess this is a guy who's promoting it. It says, in this new special on how to raise testosterone levels in men, Tucker Carlson suggests testicle tanning. Using infrared light, as a therapy, what Carlson is doing. We'll be right back. Let me ask you something. Again, if you want to raise money, all you have to do is claim that somebody, you claim that somebody's a pedophile, and you can raise money. Oh, hello, lovely Melissa. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm feeling so sick, but I had to call in. I've chosen you over watching Johnny Depp, okay, and testicle tanning.
Right. That's it?
What
if you want to according to Tucker Carlson, you put your testicles under some infrared light, and it's called testicle tanning to raise your testosterone level.
Really?
Because in the U.S., yeah.
I've been listening.
I gave up Johnny Depp
for you, okay? That's big.
I know you did.
It's big.
I know you. Oh, my God. Did you hear did you hear him talk? He sounded like me. He was so tired and talked so slow.
Poor Johnny, huh?
Oh, my. You know, he brought this on himself. He should have left it alone.
Yeah.
She's suing him for $100 million. But
she's
I understand what he's doing. Yeah, she is nuts. But you know what? He picked her. He must be nuts, too.
Poor Johnny, though, huh?
Yeah, I know.
I feel bad for him, you know?
I kind of do, and I kind of stayed away from that story. Because if I was going to do
that
story.
I did, too, until yesterday. You know when you don't feel good, and you're like, all right, I need to watch something. And I'm like, okay. Caught myself up within about an hour because I couldn't even have told you what was going on. But I did catch myself up.
Oh,
he's
man.
He's a really strange guy, too.
Oh, he is. He is really nuts. Well, I got
but he was taking care of her friends, her family, giving them places to live for nothing.
Really?
Yeah, was talking about one of her... See, she was a lesbian or something beforehand, right?
She was a mess.
She had a wifey. Yeah. But another friend who he said, well, yeah, he didn't – he brought up that she was transgender, the woman that he gave a place to live for free, a penthouse.
Uh-huh.
He really was sounded pretty – I don't know, you know, he didn't even understand it himself. He goes, well – I guess she used to be a woman, and now she's going to be a man. It was pretty. It's been juicy.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I feel like hanging up right now and watching that.
It's been juicy.
My level is so.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it is.
Yeah.
I've been up all night, and I'm trying to get my energy. You know, I'm going back to helping. You know, people. And I'm doing a script, and I overslept, but it's great to hear your voice. But I got something juicy for you. Okay, this is for you, because you and I laugh. Sometimes it goes over the top, and we can't believe it, but it is true.
Yeah.
You were mentioning, too, with QAnon, how they go over the top. And you mentioned this. I remember you said this maybe 8 months ago or whatever. You said, you know, the GOP put – I don't know if you said the GOP, but you said it in a sentence that, you know, it's so vile. What's more vile than a pedophile? I remember you saying it because we're going with QAnon.
Yep.
Exactly. Because QAnon was raising all this money calling Democrats pedophiles.
Yep.
And this is how they get the money. And so I'm saying, okay.
Yeah.
So it happened again. I was gonna take a song, but you're here.
Yeah.
So they don't realize this. They don't realize this. It happened to Mallory McMorrow. Yeah, who cares about the name? Well, anyway, apparently there was a senator. She's a GOP senator. I'm going to try to get, what's his name on it? Okay, stay with me. So she's calling this Democrat senator a pedophile. That's what she's saying. Because she needs to raise some money. It raises money. And here it is right here. I think you'll like it. And, hey, you know what? I'm going to give you something. For coming on the show, you're sick. I knew you were sick. I knew it. I'm going, oh. You know, I wish I can give you something. I will. Orange juice. I'll give you some orange juice. That's what I'll give you. I'll send you some orange juice, Melissa. But you sound good, though. You don't sound bad. You sound good. But here you go. Here's a guilty pleasure right here. So, again, everybody, give it up for Melissa. There you go. Let me give her applause. I mean, my God, Melissa coming on the air and she's not feeling well. So that's a new way of the GOP. Say something about a Democrat, call him a pedophile, and you could raise millions of dollars. DeSantis raised over $100 million because you suckers out there, you Christian suckers out there, are thinking you're giving them money so they can keep the pedophiles. Who are they? You just, Jeff Epstein. I think Epstein was a Republican, if I'm not mistaken, who partied with Donald Trump. And we can go on with, there's going to be a new movie out. What's his name? God, we hate this son. He was the coach, the wrestling coach, Jim Jordan. Jim Jordan, who looked away when his people were being molested. And there's a documentary coming out on his life, and he's pissed off. So, where's Melissa? I gotta give her cheers here for coming on, because I got something for her. She's gonna love this goosey gossip. Let me see here. I haven't slept at all. I'm so, Melissa. I am hanging in there. I'm trying to get my head together. Okay. Here's for Melissa. Mm-hmm. Let's hear it for the girl. There you go, Melissa. There you go. Sick. Come on here. Let's save it for the lady. Yeah. And now, for your entertainment, listen. Here we go. And here we go. You'll listen to it right here because Don Lemon can explain it better than I can. And you're not going to believe this shit, what's happening with the GOP. So this Democrat decides she has had enough. She is going to speak out. She is sick and tired of these GOP people accusing Democrats about being pedophiles and from QAnon. And that's what I'm saying. Democrats are pussies. They're weak. They're sniveling little pussies. And I'm a Democrat. They pretend to come up with this high ground, this morality that we do not have. Republicans take that shit and they turn it into money. They turn it into power. It doesn't matter what happens. They'll turn it into – Trump can start a coup and then he raises money from the coup. Trump can overthrow a government and say, okay, donate to me so I can stop the coup that I started. And he gets all this money. Democrats are just such idiots. But here we go. So Michigan lawmaker rebukes colleague's baseless accusation of grooming children with fiery speech. Okay, I guess it's the midterm election is coming. I guess this woman is running against, oh, God, I don't even know her name. Just listen to this. Here we go.
This one's easy. is a Michigan lawmaker taking on toxic and baseless political smears against her in a fiery speech today.
Here you go. Let Don tell you.
So I really want you to take this all in, okay? Watch this one, please. A Michigan lawmaker taking on toxic and baseless political smears against her in a fiery speech today. I'm talking about State Senator Mallory McMorrow responding after her colleague, fellow State Senator Lana Tice, sent out a fundraising email accusing her of wanting to, quote, groom and sexualize kindergartners. Tice also claiming that she wanted to teach eight-year-olds that they are responsible for slavery. None of that is true. The Senator McMorrow could have found her way into a political gutter responding to that. Instead, this is what she had to say.
So I sat on it for a while wondering why me. And then I realized, because I am the biggest threat to your hollow, hateful scheme. Because you can't claim that you are targeting marginalized kids in the name of, quote, parental rights if another parent is standing up to say no. So then what? Then you dehumanize and marginalize me. You say that I'm one of them. You say she's a groomer. She supports pedophilia. She wants children to believe that they were responsible for slavery and to feel bad about themselves because they're white. So who am I? I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom who knows that the very notion that learning about slavery or redlining or systemic racism somehow means that children are being taught to feel bad or hate themselves because they are white is absolute nonsense. No child alive today is responsible for slavery. No one in this room is responsible for slavery. But each and every single one of us bears responsibility for writing the next chapter of history. Each and every single one of us decides what happens next and how we respond to history and the world around us. We are not responsible for the past. We also cannot change the past. We can't pretend that it didn't happen or deny people their very right to exist. I am a straight, white, Christian, married, suburban mom. I want my daughter to know that she is loved, supported, and seen for whoever she becomes. I want her to be curious, empathetic, and kind. I want every child in this state to feel seen, heard, and supported, not marginalized and targeted because they are not straight, white, and Christian.
All right, now, Mallory McMorrow. I mean,
wow. You know, I can go on to the CRT, critical race theory, the way to the conservative or saying that we don't want our white children to feel guilty about what happened in slavery days or what our ancestors did. Do they have a point? You know, when you came on, Melissa, you hear my voice getting better. You hear my excitement. You gave me a boost of energy. Just you saying
yeah.
Hello. I mean,
yeah. That's
all you. That's all you. Even though you're not feeling well, you made me feel better. Thank you. But you and I talk. You and I talk like friends
yeah.
and everything. And I'm with Cindy. And Cindy's a white girl. And
yeah.
this is something. You just saw that, you know, when she started mentioning, just because I'm a white woman and I live in suburbia, my white daughter is not going to feel bad about this, and this other lady's accusing, black white people of 8 years old because of slavery, and I'm hearing mumble jumble, and I'm trying to figure out the fog here, but is there some validity in it? And I think there is. I was, you know, I had a person on a show once, and he was African-American, and we did this
yeah.
3 months ago, whatever, and I said, is it right, you know, we're calling white people Karens and Kins, and is it right that we're going after them for blah, 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 and he goes, yes, it is. I go, why is it right, not white, but right?
Yeah.
And he goes, well, they did it to us so many times, they deserve it. And we're going to give it back. Oh, yeah. I remember. I said, well, what about the word nigger? Is it right that we could say it and they can't say it? I'm referring to white people. And he goes, yeah. we must punish them and everything. I'm going, why? Well, you know what? They've been fucking with us for so long, and it's good that we can get them like that. I said, why? And then I realized, is there a term of reverse racism? Or racism is racism. There's no such thing as reverse racism, because if you're racist, you're racist. So if you're black, you can be racist. And then this falls over to CRT with critical right theory. What they took it to another point. And Melissa, and you and I talk, and I respect you immensely. You're an independent woman. You're a smart woman. You're intelligent woman, and you think things out. But I think from that thing, I think white people are under attack. I'm the only black host that will say it. I'm the only guy who will say it. And I don't know how many white people will agree with me. I don't know. And I think they're going to be afraid to agree with me. And I point this out because if one time I was in a bakery, there was a group of people talking, and the ages were going to be from 16 to 24. I was just getting my donut, and they were talking about something, a rapper. They're talking about a song, just a simple song. And the song happened to have the word nigger in it, okay, what most rap songs do. And as soon as they saw me, they kind of censored the song. You know, they said that word, and I could overhear them, you know, in the distance. And it's like, okay, I felt uncomfortable, but now they can't say the song that they bought that made that nigga rich. I can say it. And I get pissed off when I hear rappers saying, well, you can't say the name. I just said the song and everything. This is my homies. But you didn't. Well, get back that Cadillac. Get back that champagne that you're drinking that most white kids bought. If you're going to put the word out there in public, fair game. If I like the song, whether I'm white, black, Hispanic, whatever, I have the right, and if I bought the song, I invested in your business, I have the right to say nigga. I have the right to say nigga. I invested in it. I made you nigga rich. Thank you. You are my muse. You are my muse, Melissa.
Oh, my. Yeah.
I know. But it's true. Now, I'll ask you a question if you don't want
to
answer.
But it's your life to say it, I guess, if you want to, you know.
What? Well, it's public. I mean, if somebody's raising money, NWA, people don't even remember. You remember the group? They said, I like NWA.
Yep.
Remember Ice Cube?
Yep.
And they don't even remember what the group was called. It was Nigga with Attitudes. Yes, that's what the name of the group. Nigga with Attitude, NWA. Now, white people feel good to say NWA, but just saying the initials, like, have you ever had a son or a daughter that says, F you, Mom? They didn't have to say the word. You smack them across the face because that F was enough. You knew exactly what they were saying. So saying NWA or saying N-word is saying the word.
Yeah.
So I don't get this. So I'm saying to you, Miss Melissa, you're as liberal as, and I'm going to say this, you're a mother, and I hope you're a mother of two, or grandmother of two beautiful, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful grandbabies.
Yep.
And they happen to be biracial. I remember when you were so happy they were going to be born, we're waiting for the countdown, and I said, welcome to the club, Melissa, now you're biracial. now you're one of us. You're one of us. Because they're still going to be, they're beautiful kids and they're wonderful kids. But the fact of that, we were talking to Melissa. I go, now, even there's a lot of black people that had an intervention for Melissa with like six people in the show. They're like, well, now, Melissa, people are going to look at them differently. Uh-huh. You have to calm down. Don't fight everybody because you'll protect those kids.
I know.
We had an intervention, a black intervention here. But do you believe
you
we went too far?
You just kind of meld into it, you know. You just meld into it.
Right.
And that's it.
But
you know,
do you believe we went too far, Melissa? Do you believe that white people were under attack in a certain way?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't think about it that often.
Right.
I don't know. I've heard people, and, you know, you get to the point of life where I don't know. And you know there's a lot of crappy people out there.
Right, and, right. I do.
They really can't hide their views. And, you know, so. But it is their right. Right? It is, you often said that. It's their right. Yeah. You don't want to take that right away. You know, I don't know. You don't know. I don't know.
I don't believe that we should attack.
I'm more interested
in the tan
nuts.
Right.
That's what I'm interested in, the tan nuts. The red light on the nuts.
Oh, the infrared, laser beam to your testicles to rejuvenate the testosterone.
Can you imagine how many retards are going to go out and do it?
Yes. You're going to get the senior citizen blue plate special line out there. Number
60.
Good.
Yeah.
These old Regal nuts.
I don't know where. Doesn't it sound like just like a, I don't know. It's a selling point to me. That's what it felt like.
He was worried about
an idiot.
But he is. He really is.
He brought up. I don't know if you can hear me while I'm thicker.
He brought up the
amount of fatherless children in this country, or men that aren't, you know, children that aren't raised without a father, that are raised without a father in the house. Hello?
Right.
How many families
I
did
know.
Trump leave? Two?
Probably more than that.
Who raised those two sons of his? Look at the way
they act.
They act a fool.
Well, he has three sons, remember? The one that he doesn't believe is his son, but Baron's the third one.
But he's around, well, but the other two, he left his first family, his second family.
Yeah, he did. He
such
did.
It's a joke that everybody, get over it, you know? It's a way of life, you know? Really.
It is.
You know, it's just, I don't know, putting a light on somebody's balls. Come on.
Infrared light. Whoa, look at that.
He's tanning the nuts. See, I thought it was like whip them with a whip. You know, you tan them. Tan the hide.
You know, when you're hearing the technology of laser beam on your testicles, you keep thinking about the penis pump, which is so medieval now. It seems so Stone Age, right? Compared to technology like this, is fired up with infrared light. Look how far we came from men's penises to help them have.
Did you know how much it's going to cost for this nut tanning? I'm curious.
All right, let me see. Really? Let's see. Let's see if there is a thing, or he just named it. Let me see. It's called testicle tanning. Let's see if there's actually a name for it. Let me see. Let's see. Down here. I think they just. Let me see here. I don't know if any. Who would like to test it out?
I could think of a few people.
Cole's one of them. Let's see.
Oh my God, so cool. Jesus.
What is testicle tanning? I think it's not a thing. It's just something he mentioned. He gave it. Does testicle tanning really gives you a massive amount? Okay, here we go. I guess it's time to talk about tanning testicles, and it has called Tucker Carlson there. And it says here, let's see, but the guy has recently teased an upcoming documentary on the subject with clips that include the concept of testicle tanning. Every now and then I come across things that people talk about on fitness or wellness shows that seem ripe for debunking, except for the idea Is it? Here you go. Sunning your balls, or better yet, exposing them to a $1,649 panel of red lights. So $1,600 to do it.
Well,
I think
come
Tucker,
on.
He gets a percentage of that. It's a sunning your balls, or better yet, exposing them to a $1,649 panel of red lights is the latest hack to escape my, at least I don't have to write about this mental. Let me hit the link on this. Is it a thing? Oh, my God, it is a thing. It's a, you can get this thing. You can probably get, you can get it on Amazon. It's like, how do I describe it? okay, I'll try to. It looks like a baby monitor.
Yeah.
It's starting at $104 a month.
Oh,
it's
my.
It's from, or it can go up to $274 a month. It's called the JOOVV Solo 3.0. It's ideal for moderate treatment areas and is available with the boot floor stand. And it lights up. And it lights your nuts. There's a guy right now. He's holding it. It looks like a panel with a lot of beams on it. And then it looks like a microwave. There's a button like a microwave that then you have your digital timing that comes up. And that's what it's for. And the guy just sits there in his underwear. It's like he was sunbathing towards this panel with his legs open. And he's tanning his nuts. What can happen? What could go wrong, right?
And then when you reach full peak of your testosterone, will you be like Tucker Carlson? Is that what was supposed to happen?
You
right?
Might. You might turn into a laser rapist. You might have a house. I don't know what you do.
Oh, weird.
Oh my God. Well, you know he has some. He must have invested in this. It is so obscene.
Yeah.
It's so stupid. Some dude came up to him and said, you want a piece of this? And he set us up because I had three stories about him talking about men's testicle or testosterone is declining. It's like, why would he talk about this? And there's three or four segments about this and about women.
Yeah.
So he's setting us up, and now he's involved in this. So maybe he invested in this company to set us up. Oh,
right?
They got it for women, too.
Oh. Oh.
They go for, you're not going to believe this. So they did it for men, for the testosterone, right? But they knew that there was a woman market. So now here's this woman saying she's in San Diego. Her name is Evelyn. She's doing the same thing. She put the panel down at the floor. She opened her legs, but she's wearing, you know, a leotard. And her legs are wide open while the beam is going towards her crotch. And she says, my juvie, I'm just going to call it juvie, J-O-O-V-V, you guys can look at it, J-O-O-V-V, has been life-changing for my skin. I will never go a day without my juvie being part of my skincare routine. So they're going to try to do this for your skincare routine, too. So they're going to get the women's dollar, too. Right? For men, is to boost your testosterone. For women, it's skincare, because that's the trigger word. Wellness and skincare. You're in. And I don't know how this is going to work for women because her legs are wide open and she's tanning. Like her face is tanning, but it's aimed. Okay, this is ridiculous. So I think he has part of a thing. I guarantee you he probably invested in that company. Somebody came to him. Say, testosterone, dude. People will do anything for testosterone. And he's probably true. Here we go with the... And Melissa, I got to send Melissa some orange juice, and thank you so much, and I won't keep you. We've got 18 minutes, so we're going to run these two things over. Critical race theory is a cross-disciplinary intellectual and social movement of civil rights scholars and activists who seek to examine the intersection of race, society, and law in the United States and to challenge mainstream American liberal, blah, 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 blah. The theory is this, going back and talk about slavery and what happened back then and what they did with the Indians, we're talking Caucasian white people. Of course, I'm not talking about Caucasian Japanese people because if redundant.
Well, I don't talk about the Kardashian and the Caucasian Kardashian.
Caucasian Kardashian.
Those losers are in court, too.
That's a different form of Caucasian.
They're still in Black China. Can you imagine?
Oh, I have that story. And
yeah,
the Kardashian was spelled Caucasian.
I want to be filled up on that one, too. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
And you know the Kardashians will spell Caucasian with a K. So,
oh, yeah.
Let me see here. Well, I'm going to do this one story really quickly.
Okay.
So that's what's going on, that white people are afraid that if you talk about it, it's going to make the kids feel bad. That's what critical in a nutshell. We don't want our children to feel bad. So they decided to ban books, math books, in Florida because it has race and critical race thinking. So they banned 145 math books in Florida schools. How's that?
Oh, okay, yeah.
We'll talk about that later.
And you can't
hit.
Say you're gay, right? Didn't they put that into law or something?
Yeah.
In Florida, you can't say, oh, you're gay. You're so gay. You can't say anything
oh,
like that.
Oh, no, you can't say that. Oh, no. Kindergarten to third grade, you cannot talk about gay. You know, when you start banning books and everything, didn't that happen in 1946? Didn't Hitler do that? Oh, never mind. I know.
Yeah.
But let's get to something you like. Here we go. Lawyer. Kardashians conspire to end Black China's reality show. How about that one? The lawyer. Kardashian's lawyer conspired to end Black China reality show. Is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, we're in court.
Yeah, here we go. Kris Jenner falsely accused Black China of physically abusing Jenner's son, Rob Kardashian. Weren't they married? I thought they were married.
Yeah, I thought so. I don't know.
Okay.
They had a child together.
Oh, of course, Kris. You know what? Kris is the worst scum. She's probably, you don't think this is about publicity and get her in the news and watch me as a publicist.
About, right at the same time, Johnny Depp, right? So they got to step in on that. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. The pimp mama. Kris Jenner falsely accused Black China of physically abusing Jenner's son, Rob Kardashian, in a broader effort to force the couple's reality show, Rob in China, to be canceled. So this is a new low. Now we're going to go to war so I can cancel your fake reality show. This is a new low, right? To be canceled, China's a lawyer said Tuesday during an opening statement. And it says here, China, a model and former reality star whose legal name is Angela White, is suing the Keeping Up with the Kardashians matriarch and her daughters Kim Kardashian, Khloe Kardashian, Kylie Jenner for lost earnings from the year of 2016. Really? What is it, 2022? It was a spinoff of one season and the loss of celebrity earning power. So nobody watched the show, I assume. And so she's blaming Kris Jenner that she sabotaged the Rob in China show, which nobody was interested in watching. Kris Jenner set out to have Rob in China canceled. China's lawyer, Lin Xiani, told the jury, my client, China. And those dirty Kardashians set out to cancel their reality show. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Who goes to court like that? If a network cancels your show, the network cancels your show. You can't go. I mean, this is such a bad publicity. I'm sorry, Melissa. I'm going to have to call bullshit on this I'm going to have to call bullshit in Kris Jenner and this China business. I'm thinking it's a publicity stunt because if a network cancels your show, the network cancels the show, you can't go to court and sue somebody for sabotaging your show because you have an executive producer. You have a producer. You got the network who's in charge of the show and putting on the subject matter. How can – this is such – I'm sorry. I'm going to have to call bullshit on this. It is stupid. It says – It says here, Lin Ciani told the jury as Jenner and the other Kardashian women sat in the front row of the gallery, and she brought in her three daughters to help accomplish that. So now you got the Kardashians and China's three daughters. China has, and she brought in her three daughters. Where is this Rob? He needs his tanning, testicle tanning thing, because he has no balls whatsoever. What's going on with him?
No,
why
like
wasn't
him.
He there?
He's still fat.
Is he still fat?
I think he had gastric bypass.
He kind of went crazy, didn't he? He kind of just went nuts after this reality show.
They
business.
Didn't like him. He didn't
really
look good enough. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't. Oh, and then he didn't. He wasn't dramatic enough, probably too. He didn't. Yeah, he was overweight.
Yeah.
He was fat. He was ruining the brand.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I can understand. Mama Pimp didn't like that at all. It says the defendant's attorneys, Michael Rhodes, began his opening statement. Oh, I like to hear this. By introducing his clients and having them stand, saying that Kris Jenner manages the vast empire. Now, you know what? I have to say it. It is an empire. These kids, they're worth billions.
Yeah.
Kim just hit the billion-dollar mark last month. She is now a billionaire.
Yeah.
I got to say, it is an empire.
Maybe they could put the – you know what? Maybe pop off the name that Bruce has now. Caitlin needs a nut tanning. What do you think?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
The nut tanning.
Wow.
Yeah. Because he kept his male genitalia.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I was going to say this. Kris have a – maybe she's gender challenge, but then I'm thinking about
maybe,
what happened to Bruce. Look at Bruce. Look what, I mean, Kris is so strong that took Bruce's balls off and made him a woman. She destroys everything. I mean, Bruce used to be on a box of Wheaties as the Olympic champion,
know,
and everybody wants to grow up like Bruce.
I
and
know.
A couple of months with Kris, and then he changed and says, fuck it, I'm a woman. That's power. So the lawyer says, the evidence is going to show you that Miss White would say or do anything to be part of this family, Rhodes said. He said the couple's reality show was canceled by the E! Network, not because of the Kardashians, but because they broke up. Okay. There is no Rob in China show. If there is no Rob in China, Rhodes said. Did they break up? What is she complaining about? Is she nuts? And
yeah, they
right.
haven't been together for a long time. Yeah.
There is no Rob. It's just a China show. So what?
Yeah.
Ciani gave an account of the couple's whirlwind relationship in a wild year of 2016. Here's a related video. Kardashian show united front of jury selections. Who cares? They met in January and announced their engagement.
I'll be right back.
You got it. They met in January, announced their engagement in April, announced that they were having a baby in May. And in November began their reality show and had a daughter, Dream. They really clicked, and it was one of those relationships that once they clicked, it really moved fast, Ciani said. Both sides agree that on December 4th, 2016, a day China and Rob Kardashian celebrated the renewal of their show for a second season, the two got into a terrible argument that permanently damaged their relationship. The differing account of that day will take up much of the trial that's expected to last to 7 to 10 days. All four defendants are expected to take the stand. Ciani said that in a message to the head of the shows, Jenner said that China beat Rob Kardashian with a pole and wrapped a phone charging cord around his neck so tightly it left marks. Well, that'll do it. But Ciani said on-air footage from the series would show that he had not been significantly injured. So her defense is, well, when you see the show, the unfootage of the show, he wasn't injured. I just wrapped it around his neck, and what a pussy. It's still called assault. As she said, Kris Jenner used her daughters to spread word of the alleged abuse to key people with power over the show's future. Rhodes told the jury there was evidence of abuse, but said that more importantly, the couple's relationship effectively ended that day, as did any real future for the show, though he said it was months before any decision was made to scrap it. China took the stand in the last minutes of the day, describing her early life and big initial break when the rapper Drake saw her working as a stripper in a Oh, boy. Drake, what are you doing? Drake saw her working as a stripper in a Miami club and managed her in Miami club and named her in a song. She returns to the witness chair on Wednesday. She is suing the Kardashian family for $100 million in a lawsuit that was filed in 2017, allegedly defamation and interference with contracts. Earlier Tuesday, after a selection process that saw many prospective jurors air their disdain for the Kardashian and the world of reality TV, the two sides settled on a panel of 8 men and 8 women for the trial. 4 of the jurors will be alternates, but Superior Court Judge Gregory Alicorn, said he would not declare which ones until deliberations begin. Well, who will be the alternate? Who will be the real jurors until the trial begins? I guess that's going on. And it says here, Kim Kardashian and her family are facing brutal honesty from potential jurors in Black China. Oh, it goes further. Do we have time? I think we do. One, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Brian, but go ahead. I'm just listening.
Hey, we only got 6 minutes, so, and then the show ends. How you doing, my friend, Mr. Solution? What do you think? Are you interested in this? This is interesting. Phony people going real jury. You're not interested. Are you interested in Tucker Carlson saying that men are losing their testosterone and they need to go get, tanning? They need to get testicle tanning, where I think he invested in a company that puts infrared light on your balls to help your testosterone. They call it testicle tanning.
Nope.
You know what? I got 4 minutes. How about I read your horoscope? How's that? How about that? Tell me when you were born. You don't have to tell me the year. Tell me, what are you, Pisces? Give me something.
Nope.
Come on, Mr. Solution. Give me something. I'm going to read your horoscope. You can give me the month. You can give me your horoscope. What are you, Aquarius? You sound like an Aquarius, a Leo. You're not going to cooperate with me, are you? All right. So you won't play along? All right. We only got 3 minutes left. Do you want to talk about something before we... Okay, let me talk to you about this. Do you think CRT, critical race theory, is bullshit? How do you feel about that? How do you feel about in Florida, they're banning math books because they're afraid of teaching kids critical race theory? What about critical race theory about why kids are feeling bad about what happened way back in the 1800s, so we don't want that in school, because it makes white children feel bad about themselves? Do you believe that theory?
Well, I have to look into that more, but it sounds like BS.
Well, that's what it is. That's what it is. Critical race theory. It examines slavery and such like this, and it makes white kids feel bad about what happened. So they want it out. So the conservative GOP wants it not taught in school. They don't even want gay things taught in school. They don't. You cannot say gay. They don't want anything mentioned about gay or homosexuality of kids in kindergarten to third grade. Do you agree with that?
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Okay. I think Florida DeSantis has made it law that you cannot say gay in school.
Mm-hmm.
Kids who are in kindergarten to third grade. I think it's called Don't Say Gay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see what you're
saying. Is it Don't Say Gay Bill?
you don't want to teach them about sex before it's too early?
Right. Or to let them know about homosexuality.
Well, you know, kids are born sexual, but I think the parents should be more in charge of teaching the kids about it. They're going to have to because they're going to push that through. They're going to find ways to circumvent that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to try it. Wait a minute. Let me just extend this for you because I got you talking now because I know you have an opinion on it. But when Melissa comes back, I'm going back with the Kardashians. She takes precedence over you.
Oh, okay. I'm out.
She does. But until she gets back, she's not feeling well. But, yes, she came on the show because she knew that I was floundering. My energy's not up right now. I've been working all night. And I finally closed my eyes around 6:15, and I kept hitting the snooze, and I came on a little late. So my energy's low. But I'm glad you're here. Here we go. I just put a little bit of time. Doesn't mean we're going to keep it, but I just want to spend some time talking to you about this critical race theory.
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, okay, let's skip to the Don't Say Gay bill. Here's what it means, okay? The Florida lawmakers have been pushing this bill. It's called House. Wow, it says 90 seconds. Wow. You know what? They screwed me up again. It only got 90 seconds. Well, it's a bill that you cannot mention gay or say the word gay. Even if you had two gay teachers, you cannot mention anything about your lifestyle and kindergarten to third grade. It says the school district is to ban the teaching of the LGBTQ topics in the classroom. I agree with this. Schools to not encourage discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age appropriate. I agree with that. Parents that feel
right.
Their students were subject to a discussion
right.
or educated about gender identity and sexual orientation have the right to take legal action and sue the school district for the voting of the bill. They have the right to do it, but I'm a Democrat, but who's leading this bill are Republicans. It's DeSantis from Florida, and I happen to agree with it. I don't know why you would even be teaching sex to kids who are kindergarten to third grade. I don't know why you would even mention homosexuality or gay and to kids in that age range. Do you agree, Mr. Solution?
I know Sarge and I, and I did get clarity on the last conversation. We've gone round and around with respect to, this is somewhat related but not the same. I'm in favor of transgender women competing biological women. I am in favor of that because I think biological women are tyrannical, and I think men are powerless to address the outrage and abuses of women.
I understand. You're a bad, bad man because not all women.
The thing is like say, for example, you. I don't trust you to
mm-hmm.
render truth and fairness
mm-hmm.
When a situation arises between a man and a woman. I think
mm-hmm.
you'll always puss out and favor
mm-hmm.
the woman. But now transgender
mm-hmm.
men,
mm-hmm.
because of their personhood,
mm-hmm.
Can actually challenge biological women. And they're going to challenge them in the court, too. For example, in the prisons, they're saying that some of the transgender women have impregnated some of the biological women. And I don't think they're going to force the transgender women to be fathers like they are able to do with men. And that's just one area. The other area, you know, the military, that's going to have to ultimately, because Congress were very deceitful and deceptive in avoiding having women register for the Selective Service. And I consider women, if they don't register for the Selective Service the way men are required to, I really don't consider them full citizens because they're not living up to any responsibility as a citizen.
I think you're going to be very surprised with transgender women. I don't think it's going to go the way you think. I think of a woman 2.0 that they're going to come after men, and they're going to be able to, they may change laws. It's going to be very interesting. I will give you this because there will be a case where some fool is going to go up to a transgender, meaning man transgending into a woman, going to say some bullshit, and that dude is going to kick his ass, which a lot of women...
That already happens. But I'm not talking about that per se. I'm talking about being able to challenge women because men, regular men, can't do it. They're like, they're petrified as a result, I believe, of their mothers and also social conditioning.
I don't know.
Women have to be opposed. They have to be, they have to be challenged.
But you know what? They would still have the say on that. Because a transgender, the only one who really accepts them in the community is the LGBTQ, which is maybe 5%, 7%. People think it's a huge-ass organization, and it's not really. It's a very small political power. I mean, very, very small. But they have a big voice.
It's not small. That's not true.
It is true. It is true.
It's not true.
Because if you look
at the accomplishment that they've made, you know, I predicted that the gays would win the right to marry for two reasons. I believe it was Levin versus Loving. Anyway, it was a Supreme Court decision that declared that, I'm conservative, but on certain things, I'm more fair than conservative, right? In fact, most people are conservative. Most people, meaning they're for family, hard work, you know, they believe in the work ethic, that sort of thing. But when it comes to women, we've relegated women to an unfortunate place in the law, and yet we say women are equal. I was at I was watching a construction site yesterday, and I enjoyed that. When I have time, I'll just watch the guys. But I didn't see one damn woman down there, okay? Now, women are going to benefit from the building that they are constructing, but they're not going to participate in its erection.
Well, we'll see what happens, but I kind of disagree with you. I think...
Well, but you don't have a basis for it. What do you disagree with?
I do. I do have a basis because the reason...
Okay,
once
what
a person
do you disagree
completes,
with?
Well, I know that you're thinking, even though they're transgendering to a female, they still got basically a male brain, and they basically are males and living in a female kind of body, whatever. I happen to believe it's the opposite. The reason they're going through all that therapy and all those steroids and all these transition is they do want to become female. They do recognize themselves as female. Majority of the people they hang around with probably are female. I think they are female. I don't think they're going, I know what you're saying. They're going to get married and somebody's going to have an argument and they're going to bust their face and it's like two males fighting instead of a male. I don't think any of that's going to happen. I think if anything, we're going to be faced with a different type of female, like a Mighty Mouse female who's a female 2.0. I don't think they're going to go against another woman at all. And I know what you're talking about as far as sports go. You want to see it.
Oh, I'm not following you. What do you mean?
Okay.
They're saying they're not a woman,
but they're going to be. They have the strength of a man, but they are considered a woman. What I'm saying is a woman 2.0. A woman does not have the strength of a man, but a woman who has the strength of a man and the upper body strength get pissed off. They're going to bust a man's ass, not women's ass.
Okay,
back up
a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What about a transgender man? Is that a man, a woman who transforms, a biological woman who transforms into a man? Is that
right.
a man?
What about it? According to the law, it is. According to me, no.
Okay,
so you live in California, and you know what California law is.
No, that's
that.
Not the point where I reside. We're talking about U.S. But the point is, what you're not getting is that person trumps so-called gender. And see what happens with many people, probably you too, when just like with that Miss Brown, when that lady asked her that question, what is a woman? That was a loaded question, and it was out of context. Now, I agree the way Brown answered that question. Because usually when a conservative asks what is a woman, all right, that's not what they mean. That's not what they mean. They bring in a whole crap load of baggage as to what they think, how they think a woman should be treated. So it's not just the defining a woman that is at issue. It is now a whole system, a whole thought system. Like, for example, Ted Cruz said, "When we don't want to send our little girls to war." Now, think of that for a moment. They're not women now. They're little girls, okay? And that's BS. That's BS. Women need to fight and die just like men. They need to have the same social and legal accountability. Why? Because they demanded it. That's why. And we're just going to have to let this thing run its full course. And I think the transgender women are going to have to champion this, because biological men are just too impotent to deal with the issue effectively. But see, transgender men are not. Like the swimmer, he kicked that woman's ass. He kicked that biological woman's ass. Now, I don't think women's sports are that important anyway. I think it's superficial. But see, they're going to be defined as women under, what is it, Title IX, I believe, because they're persons, and they have the right to do that. And so I just look forward to the ensuing righting of a very wrong issue.
Well, we'll see what happens on it. It's a very complicated thing.
Well, I know what's going to happen, and it's not complicated. It's that part is very lucid.
You think so? Okay.
I damn sure do. Because right and wrong, by definition, should not be complicated. Women have too many rights. Women have too many, like your woman who's living with you right now. Do you know you don't have the protection of the laws? When you're living with her, she could have you kicked out on the street. All she has to do is pick up the phone and say, Brian makes me feel afraid. They'll come over, tell you, and it could be your place. Then,
well, we could do, they could do, this, we could
place,
do the same.
But,
we could do the same thing.
And maybe
going
you
back,
know you can't. You can't. No.
Well, going back, wait a minute. Going back to your transgender situation, let's just say you got a man who transitioned into
a
woman.
She can pick up the phone and say,
sure.
Brian makes me feel afraid. The
right.
police will come over and say, in most states, they'll come over and say, you know, you got to leave. And you'll be out on the street. And if you don't have the appropriate resources, you'll be on the street. With just a phone call, she doesn't have to prove anything. Just the allegation is sufficient under VAWA, so-called Violence Against Women's Act. And Joe Biden, if you heard that old fossil the other day, he even said, well, a man doesn't have a right to hit a woman except in self-defense. Now, even he had to admit that, and he admitted that he was abused by his sister.
Well, he was abused by his sister. Well, if a woman's coming, well, it depends on what self-defense is. You know, that's a loose thing, self-defense. Self-defense is... Self-defense is like she picked up a knife and I thought she was...
A man should have the right to get a financial abortion, period. If a woman can... first of all, no woman has to get pregnant. And did you hear that thing about Dre? Okay, I heard several attorneys discussing this, and one attorney said that the booby trap law doesn't apply here because she was attempting to defraud him. When the lady, I don't know if it's entirely true, but I know Tom Likas used to promote putting habanero sauce in the spent condom.
Right.
Yeah, and now he did say one thing that was very good in his defense. And see, he shouldn't have had to say this. He should not have had to say this, but he said he put it in there to kill the sperm. But he couldn't say he put it in there to fuck up a bitch. He should have been able to say that.
Mm-hmm. You are very angry.
If a woman does something like that, if a woman some men go to jail. We shouldn't have debtor's court, but over child support, they take away a man's means of securing a living, take away the driver's license, passport. And they shouldn't be able to do that.
I know. Well, now
you
got to vote.
And see, men like you would just sit on their tails with the tail between their legs and go, ooh, well, ooh. Transgender
you're
men.
Wrong.
Transgender men.
You're wrong.
Transgender men will not take this kind of abuse. And to that, I take my hat off. And one other thing, other thing, and I
you
know
gotta
you
say
can't
one thing,
deal with.
They're going to end the show in 5 minutes, though, because we're already out of live, and they're going to end it in 10
seconds.
Okay, I got
that.
Jordan
Peterson called men, MGTOW men, pathetic weasels, because they don't want to deal with modern day American cunts. Okay. And then they showed him the information as to how the system brutalizes men. And to his credit, he apologized. But now one of the things is Jordan Peterson has never called women anything approaching that. He's never called them pathetic weasels. And I like Jordan Peterson. I like some of the information he disseminates and the way he challenges men. I mean, the way he challenges women. He challenges men, but he doesn't challenge women. In fact, he said that women's decisions in men are justified. And I go, wait an effing minute. Has he ever seen Maury Povich? Come on. So I'm just saying, even Jordan Peterson is captured by the BS.
True.
Women, American women, and I close with this, American women need their butts kicked, sometimes physically, but certainly public policy-wise. And transgender women are going to have to be the ones that write this ship.
Okay, on that note, we are going to be on time tomorrow at 7 a.m. Mr. Solution, everybody, I'm going to give you applause right here. There you go.
You're laughing, though, do you agree with that, or do you
tuck your tail
and run?
I do not. I think we have another problem with them. I really do. Not only will they have the protection, here's my problem, not only will they have the protection of the guise of being a woman and being recognized as a woman, even though they are men, they will have that protection, but they also have the upper body strength to knock us out And I think we're creating a monster. And that's what I said, a woman 2.0.
No, no, no. I don't get what you're talking about now.
You're thinking
they're not a threat to men, to biological men. How are they a threat to biological men? They're not.
Well, they are. One.
How? I'm asking you how.
I'm trying to tell you. You're under the protection of the gender as a woman now, even though you probably haven't completed the operation. You probably still have your balls and your dick, and you're basically a cross-dresser, but let's forget that. But you have registered now and recognize yourself as a woman. Now you have everything, you have every protection under the law as a woman would have, and like what you're saying. A woman can call up a police department saying, hey, you know what? You know, Brian's in my house, whatever. You have every protection. And you probably even have more protection of saying, just wait till you get a transgender going against his ex-husband or whatever and wants the kids. And now you're a man with a transgender who transferred from being maybe you're gay or whatever. Now he transferred into being a woman. And maybe you adopted a kid when you were together. It gets very complicated because basically
Let me answer that.
Yeah.
If a biological man finds himself in that situation that you just described with a transgender woman,
No, I mean you laugh at it, but it opens a possibility. Let's just say that you are with a transgender male or woman now, male to woman.
A biological man?
He's a biological man, but he's transferring.
No. That's not what I'm talking. I got that. I'm saying,
okay.
Who is the transgender woman with?
A man, a straight man. There are a straight man. Under what circumstance
would that occur? Like, with you?
It occur a lot. There's a little thing
wait
called bisexuality.
You would do that? I'm kind of
now you're picking on me. I got you want to fight with me. Listen, I got to go.
Bye.
Listen. We're going to carry this conversation tomorrow. It's not me going to cut us off. I'm looking at the clock. Blog Talk is going to cut us off. But let's continue this conversation tomorrow. I look forward to it.
All right, got you. Hey, have a good one.
Hey, you too, Mr. Solution. Thanks for coming by. Mr. Solution, everybody, and thank you, Melissa, for coming in. Blog Talk's going to cut me off. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. Pacific Time.